Okay, he left off in the bottom of Daf Gimel Morale on this day. Ra'u ha-shenichnisa in echad l'chseiser o l'churva v'amru la ma'ativo shal ish v'eh, and she responds kohen hu uben achi avahu. Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Eliezer omrim ne'emen shak Yeshua omer l'mikiyo anu kayin el ha-reizu b'cheskas v'ula l'metzinu l'mamzer ha-shetavi raya l'dvarel. Okay, we have a Braisa, parallels the Mishnah, and they want to bring a riot here either to Rav Asi or to Ziri. Okay, so they want to bring a Kasha. Kasha on Rav Asi or Ziri. What does Gemara point out? Yeah. Ish lalim Ziri hainu dit katani tarte, l'seiser, o l'churva. The l'seiser will be as Yichud, and l'churva will move over to it's again parallel to the Mishnah where we have the two statements, one for the Chiddush of Yoshua, that Aser is even by Yehud, the other for the Chiddush of Gamliel, who's not here even in the situation of Nivala. Chadar Katani Laseiser, I'm sorry, Elul Rav Asi, Damar Nivala, Tarte Lamali, maybe Chadar Katani, restore. Or the seiser the churva, the hala seiser over churva katani, chada la churva the masa, the chada la churva the dabra. What over here is the difference between churva the masa and churva the dabra? Usriche, iashminan churva the masa, b'ho kamach shirabang amliel mishum derov sheri metzla, avol la churva the dabra, which involves also goyim. So then we move over to the world of Rov Psula Metzla, the Ema Modele Rav Yoshua, the Yeshinan Bahi, Bahi Kama Rav Yoshua, Abba Baha Ema Modele Rav Gamliel, Srichai. So we say we have over here a statement of the Gemara, that Rav Gamliel, who is Machshir even in the situation where we have Rov Psulim. Correct? Even a situation where we have churva the dabra safek echad nisofa olam above lekan rova olam ovdei kochavim hen says Rashi uposlim isha bebiyasam lekuna kamer yivamos kedushin yasev kochavim veevet engel amanut vegerushin but bechol zot she is ne'emenet even against the rov. And then we find that statement later on in the name of Rav Yoshua ben Levi. If you just skip down in the Gemara to about two-thirds of the way down the Yamud. Messiah le Rav Yeshua ben Levi, then Rav Yeshua ben Levi, le Divrei ha-Makshir, according to Rav Gamliel and Eliezer, Makshir afilu b'rov psulen. Le Divrei ha-Posel, namely Rav Yeshua, Posel afilu b'rov sherim. Question over here is, what happened to Rov? L'chora, we have a suffix, we have a question of what's going on over here. And we have a Rov. So Chor is Parshas HaShavua, Achor Abim Lahatos. Why in the world do both Rav Yoshua and Rav Gamliel ignore Rov? So according to Rav Yoshua, we have a wild card. Right? We have a joker. You can't ask any questions to Rav Yoshua. Now, the fact that we don't use the rules of Kol HaTorah Kula, so we always pull out our card. Ma'ala Asu B'yuchsin, Minachinami. Rov Sherim should be enough for Kol HaTorah Kula, but here we have Ma'ala Asu B'yuchsin. But according to Rav Gamliel and Rav Eliezer, they're going according to the rules. What over here happened to the rule of Rov, of Achor Abim Lahatos? So this question was raised by the Beit Shmuel and Ibn Ezer, and the Shesh Maisa gives an answer, but we don't need the Shesh Maisa, so we already pretty much know the answer. But we'll just review that which we've already seen. That there is a sugya in Bava Metzia on the Vav Medeis, the sugya over there of Tokfo Kohen. The sugya over there deals with a Mishnah in Bechoros where you are being mafrish maaser behema, Vav Medeis, Vav Metzia. You're being mafrish maaser behema, and you're counting nine out, and you're going to hit the tenth one with a schmitzig of red ink. And then kofas echad min hamenuyin v'solchan. One of those that already went through jumped back into the pen, and we have no idea where he is in the pen. And so we have a problem. What's the problem? The problem is that we have a din of Asiri Vada Yom Rahmana below Asiri Safek, and now it could very well be that one of those, that the one already went through is going to jump back in, and that's going to now come out, and that's going to mess up our Meiser. That maybe that's going to be the tenth one, that already is Pater, etc. So the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Kulan Teturin. Kulan Teturin. All of those are Pater. Those that went out are Pater from Meiser because they already went out. Those that are in and Pater are Meiser because there's no way of being Maaser. We have a Safek. So Tosus asks of their Tema, the Levitical Beruba. Let's assume we have at least two animals in the pen. This one went in, so we have three. So we should go after rove. We have two that were not counted. We have one that was counted. We should be bottle of a rove. We still beruba. So the chayevuku b'maser. The hadavar shebeminyan, even though we have a principle that those things like live animals are generally not bought, so that's the rabbanon. And here we're dealing on a daraisa plane. And in terms of kavua, this is not kavua. We have no idea which it is. Kavua is only where you know where it came from. Over here, we have no idea where it is, where it's coming from. So there's no kavua. There's no din of davar shebeminyan in terms of beria. Also, that's also a din drabanan and wouldn't apply over here. So why don't we apply the din of bitul barov? And Tosfos doesn't say answer. This leaves it as a tema. However, the Shita Mekubet says over there there's an answer, and that is that even when we say achar mulahatos, it's not a birur, but rather it's a hachra'a. Right? This was our question on all solutions that we have to various issues. When you have a suffix, do we have over here a birur that the suffix no longer exists? Or do we simply have a hachra'a? This is a way of behaving. So Shidun Gubetza says that we have over here a hachra'a rather than a birur. And in the world of Meiser, Meiser vadi amarachmana velo Meiser suffix. That Asiri Vadim Rahmana Vilo Asiri Safek, that as long as we have a Safek, we can't give Maiser. So even if we have a Rove, Rove won't help us. Rove is simply Hakra. And we have to get to a level of Vados. We're never going to get to a level of Vados via Rove. Okay. So that Shita Mekubetzas, that answers Tosfos' question, but Matia, Lachora, we can apply that over here as well. Our question is, as to whether we have over here a nesin or a mamzer, right? So the Gemara answers, we're talking even according to the Rabbi Eliezer, we say they're machshirin, even if we have rove, because rove is no more than a machriya, it still leaves a suffix. The suffix is still basically there, and once the suffix is still basically there, then as Rashi points out, machshir akilu barov sulim, daminan ukma achazaka. That once we still have a safek, we can still be machriya the safek with our bari, with our chazaka, with our amigo. We still have what to be machriya the safek. Namely, the rove won't help us in a situation where we're dealing with maiser psidit vadai. Rove won't help us in a situation where we're dealing with mamzerus or vados, because in those areas we need vadai. And until we have vadai, we maintain a safek. As long as we have a safek, we can be machriya the kula. That's the direction that the Shesh Maisa takes in our sugya. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach quotes it in a long getta, but the Shesh Maisa is simply a few lines in Shmaisa Sadeh's Sif Tesvav. But basically, it's pshat in the sugya. But with that pshat in the sugya, we can understand the Tosas over here, Masaye Leila Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Yeshua ben Levi pointed out that according to the Machshir, we're Machshir even in Rov Sulim. According to the post, that were postal even in Rov Sherid. So, Hikshar Rabbeinu Tam, Akati Tepuklei, the Hasan Bishvuya Kol Sulim, the Hacha Bechurba, the Dabra, Rov. Vitirates the Rov Kikol. Well, what over here was the Havamin of Tosos, and what over here is the Maskana of Tosos? Tosos thought, maybe, even if we're dealing with the world of Rov, maybe if we distinguish between two types of Rov. You can distinguish between the shvuya, where we use the word rove, right? But there, what does the word rove mean in terms of shvuya? Well, kol means 100%. It means 99%, right? In other words, there we have what we call a rove with a miyut sheino matsu. If I Blackbeard or whoever else is this pirate, right? Yitachen that will have one kosher somewhere along the way, but it's certainly a ruba with a miyut she'en al matzui, ma she'en kein in the churba the dabra. So there, maybe it's 60%, maybe it's 70%, but we still have a miyut hamatzui of Jews that could be found in the churba. So why does, you know, why does the Gemara simply say that if you're machshir, you're machshir all the way, and if you're posel, you're posel all the way? We'll see that in the shvuya we're going to agree for a different reason. But what happened to the distinction over here between these forms of rov? And so Rabbeinu Tam is mitarets that rov could call. No, is this really true that it's irrelevant if we're dealing with a rov of 60% or we're dealing with a rov of 99%? What is the context of this tosfos? What kind of rov are we dealing with in our sugya? What kind of rov are we dealing with within our sugya? How many types of rov are you aware of? Ruva de Isa come on, and Ruva de Lefza come on. Fine. What kind of rov are we dealing with within our sugya? What kind of rov are we talking about? Aruba de Isa come on, Aruba de Lesa come on. Aruba de Isa come on. Right? Aruba de Lesa come on, we pointed out that's a rov in terms of in terms of nature or in terms of psychology, right? Rov Nashim Yoldos Batisha Chadashim, Rov Behemos Sherosain. Those are Aruba de Lesa come on. Or Rov Mitsumesa Shita Mumchim Haim. That's a psychological rov. Those are rubas de lesa kamon. But over here, we're talking in a dabra, or talking in a shvuya, we're talking about a rubas de isa kamon. We're talking about, we have X number of people who come to a dabra, and as opposed to a chubra de masa, in a chubra de masa, we said over here it's 90-10, over here it's 40-60, you know, we're dealing with a rubas de isa kamon. What was the hava min of tosfos? That maybe we should distinguish in Aruba de Isa come on between Miyut She'en HaMatzui and Amir HaMatzui. That maybe what? That even in Aruba de Isa come on, what we would say? Then Amir She'en HaMatzui is a Birur, and Amir HaMatzui is a Hachra. Namely, that this statement of Yeshua ben Levi, that we are, we're Machshir, even though it overrides the rov, maybe that's only by a ruba that has a miyut the isa come on. That's a rov which is a hachra. The suffix is still there. We don't have a vaday manzeris. We don't have a vaday maisa. We don't have a vaday. We have hachra. So there, once still you're dealing with the world of hachra, we can be machshir based on our bari, based on our chazaka, based on our migo, etc. However, were we dealing with the world of shvuya? The world of Shvuya is the world of Ruba, the Isa come on with a Miyad She'ino Matsui, a Miyad She'ino Matsui. Maybe over there, we would view it already as a Birur. And as a Birur, that we shouldn't take into account anything else. We already have a Birur. Who cares about a Taina? Who cares about a Chazaka? We have a Birur. We know it to be a fact that she was Nivelava Pasala. Comes on Rabbeinu Tam, and what does he say? Rov Kikol, namely what? That in the world of, where could we distinguish perhaps between a miyut hamatzui and a miyut she'en hamatzui? Where is that distinction meaningful? In a ruba de lesa come on. Right? We pointed that out. If you have a world of trefos, and we have a situation where 99% of the lungs, I'm sorry, 99% of the brain membranes of animals are whole, and 1% have a hole in it. Now, shaking by the lungs, there it's 70-30. So there we say that by the brain membrane, that's a birur, and there's no need to check it out, because we know it to be a fact that the brain membrane is whole. We don't have to check it out. Mashen came by the lungs. There you have a miyut hamatzui. That's only a hachra'ah. If you have shalavari or mevarim, we can check the lungs. We check them out. That's where you have the distinction between miyut hamatzui and miyut she'en hamatzui. However, when we're dealing with the ruba de isa kaman, rov kikol. What's the svara to say rov kikol? Why would we distinguish between Aruba de Lesa come on and Aruba de Isa come on? Why would you say in Aruba de Lesa come on there? If it's a Miyad She'eno Matsui, that's a Birur. If it's a Miyad Hamatsui, that's a Hachra. Mashenkin over here, Rabbi Notam, will tell us that if we're talking in the world of Aruba de Isa come on, it's irrelevant. What's the whole nature of Aruba de Isa come on? As opposed to the nature of Aruba de Lesa come on. That Aruba de Lesa Kaman, why can't Aruba de Isa Kaman be Mevarer? We're saying over here, Aruba de Isa Kaman, even if it's 99%, it can't be Mevarer. Why can't it be Mevarer? What? By its nature. Namely, we're talking over here, Ruba de Isa Kaman is a question of probability. It's a question of probability. I have dice. And I have it. I have dice that have five sides of my a dice has six sides, correct? Correct. So I have five sides of my dice with a six on it. And I have five sides of my other dice with a six on it. And on one of the sides I have a one. Right? So it's true that most of the time I'm gonna come out with a six and a six. But that's just a question of dice. Namely, it's every time I shoot the dice, it's 50-50. Is it going to come out six and a six or something else? The concept of probability is just that. It's a different probability. It's not telling us anything internal about what's going to happen. It's just a question of probability. It could be that probability is 98% of the time I'm going to roll six and six. 95% of the time I'm going to roll six and six. But that's not a birur. That's still the hakra'ah. Masha'enkin, if I'm dealing with something which is natural, which is built into nature, rov nashim yoldos latisha chadashim, rov behemos sheros saying, then if I'm dealing with a miyat shena matsui, that's already a biur. That's already telling me the reality. It's not a question of statistics. It's not a question of probability. It's a reality. So Rabbeinu Tam is saying over here, on the level of aruba de isa kaman, rov kikol. That distinction that we have between the kol and the rov, that's fine and good in the world of Yoredeya. By rov umkaneisel shita umkanhem. So he pointed out that if you have a gears over there, kol mesineisel shita umkanhem, like the Ra'o has in the Beda Kabayas, then even if Epshilavar, you don't have to be Mavara. Sorry, for those of you who learned about Shita, should be a Chazara. Machain Kane, according to Moshe Shon, it's rov mesineisel shita, it's a rov of 70%, even 80%. Epshilavar, you have to be Mavara. And with that distinction between rov and kol is meaningful when you're dealing with the Ruba, the Lesa Kaman. When you're dealing with the question of psychology of shochtim, when you're dealing with the question of the health of animals, when we're dealing with the question of ruba de isa kaman, of probability, there it's irrelevant if we're talking about the realm of kol or of rov. It's all one and the same. Okay, let's continue. Okay, so we have over here then the Gemara is telling us that even in a poor brother davra, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer would be machmir because we do still have a suffix. We still have a suffix, and once we have a suffix, we can bring in factors like Tainas Bari, like Chazaka, like Migo, etc. Gemara then says Meisvei. Okay, we didn't really prove anything from the world of the Braisa, so now they want to bring a Tosefta. They call it Tosefta Sof Perek Aleph. You look over here, it's a Tosefta, the last section of Tosefta and Perek Aleph of Tzuvos. And again, the Gemara over here is into Rav Asi and Zeiri, but l'chora we see factors that will help us to understand Rav Gamliel and Rav Yoshua. Zo edus, this is according to Tosefta, zo edus shehaisha kesheira la, v'Rav Yoshua omer eina ne'emenes. That the Tosefta introduces a whole discussion between Rav Yoshua and the Chachamim, with a statement that the Chachamim, namely Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, hold that here we believe the woman, and Rabbi Yoshua says over here we don't believe the woman. Zoe dusha ha'isha kasherala, Rabbi Yoshua omer, eina ne'emenes. What over here is strange in this phrase, Zoe dus shehaisha kasherala? Is this the way that we would have defined Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua? And our Mishnah simply says, ne'emenes. Ne'emenes, in the Mishnah on the bottom of Dafyud Gimel, the Mishnah on the top of Dafyud Gimel, the Mishnah on Dafyud Beis in the days, ne'emenes. The phrase, zo edu sha'isha kasherala, what does it remind you of, perhaps, in your meanderings through Shas? Now, did you come across a phrase like this, zo edu sha'isha ne'emenes la? Meispa'ala, right. The Gemara at the end of Yavamos, they have a question as to who is Ne'eman to say that a woman's husband died, that she shouldn't be in Aguna? And over there they use the phrase, Zo Eidus Sheisha Ne'eman Isra. You should be Guna, Bikivu Be Rabbanan. Rabbanan lowered the standard of Eidus to include also Isha, Eved, etc., in order to prevent a woman from being in Aguna. In our situation, when you zo edu sheisha nenen esla, we're talking over here about a taina. This woman is a baal hazavar. She's not giving edus. That's only over here by Eidus. She has a Taina, and she has a Migo, and she has a Chazaka, and that's why she's Ne'emenet. I mean, Zo Eidus Sheha Isha K'sheira La. What kind of Eidus is this? So I was thinking that perhaps this would help us understand the Rambam. If you recall, last time we discussed the Rambam, we learned the Sugya over here on Dr. Gimel Amad Aleph, differently from all the other Rishonim. All the other Rishonim understood that we're talking over here on a level of a Doraisa. That a woman is ne'emenet to the machshir her vlad, after she'd also be ne'emenet to the passive vlad. She's ne'emenet to lekana lekana. So the Rambam, no, she's only ne'emenet to hachshir and not lipsol. The Magen Mishnah asks, I am to the Kalva Chomer. She's ne'emenet to hachshir, isn't she ne'emenet to lipsol? The Magen Mishnah says, no. We're talking about a situation where a suffix mamzer is basically mutter. But Rabbanan came along and said that a shtuki is also. They created this category of suffix mamzer, which is also. So Haim Amru Vahim Amru. On that which they created, they believe the woman. Mashiachin, were we dealing with the Daraisa, wouldn't believe the woman. We said, why not? Don't we have over here a Bari and a Chazak and a Migo on these terms that work Daraisa? So Magid Mishnah says, no, maybe over here it's different because ain other Mason Atzmo Rasha. Because a woman is Krova to her daughter. And therefore, she's not Nemenet on herself because Ain Ana Mason Atzmo Rasha. She's not Nemenet on her daughter because it's a Karav. So we ask, what kind of arguments are these? We didn't see these arguments in any other Rishonim. Because they were talking about a Baal Dover. Every Baal Dover is just answering. He's being interrogated by the court. He's answering. We don't apply Ein Ana Mason Atzmo Rasha when a Baal Dover says something. We apply it to the world of Eidus, not to the world of Toin and Nitzan. So we said it appears very strange. You kind of heard the Rambam was using the categories of Eidus. Where did the Rambam get to this to use the categories of Eidus? So it could be maybe the Rambam was working off of this Gemara. The Rambam understood over here the woman was being nemenes as an aid. If she's being nemenes as an aid, so clearly we have a problem of ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. We have a problem of she's not nemenes as a krova. So the Magid Mishnah says, that's why the Rambam set this up only in the case of a drabanan. And with that, this zo aidu sheisha ksheira lo, because we're only dealing over here on a level of a drabanan. And heim amru v'heim amru, but it wouldn't be on a level of a daraisa. So perhaps this phrase over here, zo eidus she'isha k'sherela, ticked off the Rambam to use criteria of eidus. On criteria of eidus, the woman is psula mida oraisa, ein adam meisim atzmo rasha, she's a krova. And then you say, but this is only eidus drabanan. This is only eidus drabanan, zo eidus she'isha k'sherela. On the level of a drabanan, the isha is kshera. However, the level of drabanan is only to be machshir the blood, not to passel the blood. To be machshir the blood, that's drabanan. To passel the blood, that would be doraisa. Perhaps, I'm just tossing this out, maybe over here, this is the phrase that pushed the Rambam to understand the woman not on the level of toin v'nitan and chazaka and migo, etc., but rather on the level of eidus. She's ne'emenet as an aid. That's what the Rambam understood. Rav Yeshua Omer ein ne'emenes. Yes, does it? Normally, we would assess from reading the Mishnah. That Ra'u Medaberes in Echad V'Amru Amativo Shal Ish Ze Ish Ploni V'Kohenu, that she's a Balas Dover rather than an Eid. She's coming into Bezin, and Bezin is interrogating her, and she's responding. She's responding as a Balas Dover. They're putting her in the dock. You know, where it's, maybe you are now a Chalala. Maybe your child is a Mamzer, and she's responding. That's how we learn the Mishnah Kipshuta. And that's why all the Rishonim were in the Mishnah. And all the Rishonim were in the Mishnah so we saw that we have over here, that we bring in Bari Vashema, we bring in, so it could be that the Rambam felt that in Achenami, that's fine for Yudbezin and Dezin and Gimel and Aleph in terms of what we saw in Hilchos Ishus, in terms of Dine Mamonos. Masha'en came, the moment we move over to Hilchos Yisurei Bia, then we're working off of the Tosefta, Zo Eidus Sheha Ishak Sheiro, the woman is viewed as an aid. I don't know. I'm just tossing out the hypothesis. We'll test it. Rav Yeshua Omer Eino Ne'emenes. Amar lahem, so now they quote from Tosefta. Amar lahem, Rav Yoshua, Iyatem modim v'shvuya shenishbeis, v'yeshla edim shenishbeis, v'hi omeres tahora ani, she'eina ne'emenes, Amru lo, aval. Uma hefresh yesh bein zo lazo, lazo yeshla edim, v'lazo ein la edim. Amar lahem, af lazo yesh edim, sherei kresa bein shineha. Amru lo, rov tov de kochov in kruzim barayosem, Amar lahem, ein apotropos la arayos, benedram amurim beidus isha begufa, avo eidus isha begita, debre hakol af lachduki. Adkan, the Tosefta. This is all the Tosefta. Very, very difficult to read. It was just difficult for the Gemara to read. Maika amar lahu, umaika mahadre lahu. So the Gemara understood the first part of the Tosefta and got stuck on the second part of the Tosefta. So let's see what we see instead of what we don't. In other words, that Rabbi Yoshua felt that he had a precedent for Eina Ne'emenes, that we find by Yeshvuya that Eina Ne'emenes. And why distinguish between Yeshvuya and Ra'uha Midaberes? Ma hefresh yesh bein zeh lazeh. So what do Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer respond? Lazo yesh edim v'lazo ein la edim. How do they distinguish between a shvuya and the case of yichud? How do they distinguish between shvuya and a case of yichud? That in the case of shvuya, lazo yesh edim. Rashi says, lazo yesh edim she nivala, the cave on the nishbeis bein ovdei kochavim, v'hein prutzim ba'arayos, kulanu edim shenivala. What is this principle that we saw already back on the Yud? We're on the sugi of what?
Anansahadeh.
Right? This is, sorry, back on Daf, this before even. Back on Daf Zion, no? Zion, but sugi of Davidan. The bottom of that test, this is the din of Anan Sadeh, Anan Edim Shenivala. Forget about Rove, right? We're not talking over here with the world of Rove, not Rove. Over there we have Anan Sadeh. Anan Sadeh Shenivala. So once we have Anan Sadeh Shenivala, there's nothing to talk about. We're Edim Shenivala. Kulanu Edim Shenivala. There we have an Anan Sadeh. Regad Nishbe Stein of the Kochavim, Heim Prutzim Barayos, Kulanu Edim Shenivala. We have Anan Sadeh. V'lazo, however, in a case of Midaberes, in a case of Midaberes, Ein Edim. There's no one on Sahadeh. There's no one on Sahadeh. We have no necessity of Nivala. And so Rashi says she has a Nigo. She can claim Lo Nivalti. So when she says, L'kasher Nivalti, she can be Nemenes with a Nigo of Lo Nivalti. Namely, then in the case of Shvuya, we have an Anan Sahadeh, and that's on the basis of the Anan Sahadeh, we say Vada she was Nivala, and once she was Nivala, then borrow that it was Nivala to the Goyim. Mashain came in the situation of the Ra'uha, there's no Anan Sahadeh, and so she still has a Migo. I have Resh Bezel Azeh, Lazo Yesh Eidim, Lazo Einim. Amar Lahem, Af Lazo Yesh Eidim. I have a case, one of my cases is a case which is also an Anan Sahadeh of Nivala. Hare Kresa Ben Shinel. She's pregnant. Once she's pregnant, we have an Anan Sahadeh She Nivala. And so, you should believe me in that situation. You should believe me in that situation. No. That's against the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua were cholik, even in the case of Hayesam Uberes. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer Omrim Ne'emenes, Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Lo Mipiyah Nukayim. So is what happened between the Mishnah and this Tosefta?
What's the Mishnah?
Not a Kashan, just trying to understand in the Tosefta. Tosefta says that Rabbi Yeshua comes to Rabbi Leila Nechama and says, "Don't aren't you moded to me in Shvuya?" So they say, "Sure, we're moded to you in Shvuya, but that's a case of Yeshla Edim. Ours is a case of Ein La Edim." So Amar Lehem, so Rabbi Yeshua answers back, "Afla zo yesh Edim, Shaharei Kresa Vein Shineha. Shaharei Kresa Vein Shineha."
Is there another way to read them Tosfos?
So the Gemara says, "Hachi ka amrei lahu, hachi ka amrei lahu, heishaptanu al hamuuberes, matishivenu al hamedaberes." Rashi understands, "Heishaptanu al hamuuberes, tshuva gemura v'nitzachas." Namely, that according to the Tosefta, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer changed their minds. That at first they said emenes both in the case of medaberes and in the case of muuberes. However, they agree with, at this point they're agreeing with Rabbi Yehoshua, that in the case of muuberes, we have an anan sahadei, and that anan sahadei, we have edim. In other words, who cares what she's kohenet? Who cares about chazakos? Who cares about nigos? We have edim. We have an anan sahadei. And so, No, we have two cases. We have the case of Shvuya, and we have the case of Mu'uberes. If she went in when she was Mu'uberes, if she was Nishtar, when she was Mu'uberes, of course it's not the case. We have the case of the Shvuya who became Mu'uberes and who gave birth, right? And so in that situation, we say, or even if she doesn't become Mu'uberes and give birth, we assume that she's a Surah of Kohen, because we have a non-Sahadeh Shinivala, Kulano Edim Shinivala. Mashenkin, in the case of Uberes, there, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, originally we thought that they were cholik. Rabbi Yeshua says, "What's the difference? Here there's an anan sahadei, here there's an anan sahadei." So the Gemara says, according to Rashi, the Gemara says, "Shuva gemura v'nitzachas, you won. In that case, you won. But the cholik will still argue with you on the world of midaberes. Heishafan v'alham Uberes. Matishivenu al hamedaberes. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos understands, no, heshafanu al hamuberes. Perushulu be done. Necha. We have no problem with the muberes, because we have a rule, isha mezana bodekes umezana. Isha mezana bodekes umezana. Velodulia lishvuya. Elodidach. You don't hold the svara. Right? Then it's like that. We'll see in Daf Yudara Medalef. Tomorrow in Daf Yudara Medalef will bring in this machlokes, whether Isha Bodekes v'mezana, or we don't say Isha Bodekes v'mezana. And so according to Tosfos, there's no knockout at all, and according to Rashi, there's a knockout on the level of Mu'uberes. But then the Gemara moves over to the world of Midaberes. What about Midaberes? Midaberes, yes?
Why
do
the Hachem in the case of Midaberes?
Who said that she was Nivala to
Pah? In
the case of the Shvuya? In the case of the Mu'uberes. Why is it knockout in the case of Mu'uberes? No.
Is it because of Putin or Suva? Or the opposite? We said that if she preferred to. People have a preference for Psuim? What is that? It's like the opposite of Mizana. It's the opposite of that.
What? Yeah, but over here, so, it's the only nafkamina, according to Rav Yehoshua, according to Rav Yehoshua, we're saying simply that ain't on the emenis. Saying ain't on the emenis. When she wants to be machshir the vlad, we're saying ain't on the emenis. That we have an anan sahadei she nivala, and what does she have on her side? Against her, we have an anan sahadei she nivala, and on her side she has a tainas bari, right, and a cheskas kashrus, and amigo. Right. So the.
It's a knockout on the level of
Migo. Right, it's a knockout on the Migo. The Cheskas Kashrus, we have a Reyusa, the moment that we see her Mu'uberes, that it doesn't appear to be such a great Peskas Kashrus.
And
on the left, what?
Why
does Uberet undermine the Peskas Kashrus? But Cheskas Kashrus would be on the level of Chora of Lo Nihala, not on the level.
It might be
because
you're
going to call,
you know?
You don't know. All you have to do is just leave it on the level of Suffolk. So in terms of the Bari, in terms of her Tainas Bari, I pointed out that the Tainas Bari on its own. Here we have Rashi's Tolena. Rashi was bothered by it. Rashi says, Rashi is assuming over here that that according to Rabban Gamliel, the whole Nemanus was based on Migo. Right? Rashi says, Lazo ain Adim Shinivala, Shelo Ra'uha Ela Midaveris, Migo Vivaya Amra Lo Nivalti, Ki Amra Nami Lakashar Nivalti Mehemna. Now we're saying, but once we have a situation of Anan Sahadeh Shenivala, then the Migo falls off. Going in the case of Muberis, and the Migo falls off. But you're asking, and the Migo falls off, so what's she left with? She left with a Tainas Bari and a Cheskas Kashrus. And why? What's going against the Tainas Bari and the Cheskas Kashrus? According to Rashi, Rashi is saying that in the case of Muberes, Rabban Gamliel throws up the white flag. Right? The Rabban Gamliel says, you won. In the case of Muberes, you won. Tshuva Gemura Benitzachas. I have no time any longer on the case of Muberes. Because Muberes also is the equivalent of Shvuya. We have Anan Sahadeh. We see that she was Mitnit Avra. And the moment that we see that she was Nitabra, according to Rashi, the moment we see she was Nitabra, and we don't know to whom,
what's her kind?
Her kind is that she was the Kosher Nivalti.
Based on her previous condition.
The original chazaka. Now the cheskas kashis over here. Ukma aches kasala tafsilena misafek. Well, do you want to apply? We pointed out, do you want to apply the cheskas kashis even when she comes with her daughter? That the cheskas kashis applies to her, doesn't apply to the daughter. So we're dealing in a situation that even in a situation where she's mu'uberet and that there is an ubar, the chozot she still would have a cheskas kashrus, that she would still be kasher lekuhuna. A cheskas kashrus is that she was born kasher lekuhuna, she remains kasher lekuhuna. What do we have over here working against the cheskas kashrus? So vaday nivala.
I have to throw in rope.
Shash is what? I mean, but basically you're saying you're correct. I'm trying to understand why. In other words, we raised a number of options to understand Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. We raised the option that perhaps the bari alone should be enough. At the moment that there's a bari and nothing on the other side, then there's no letis hasafek. We raised the option that maybe the bari alone is not enough. Maybe we have over here a cheskas kashrus that could work on its own. Maybe we could have a migel works on its own. Maybe we have a combination between the bari and the cheskas kashrus, or a combination between the bari and the migel. Those were the options that we explained for Rabbi Gamliel. The Gemara over here clearly, and that's what Rashi is pointing out, is assuming that the svara of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer is built on a migel, and that the moment that we have an anansade, that breaks the migo. That's what Rashi is clearly assuming. And then the Gemara is very, very smooth. We're just asking, what happened to the other svaras? What happened to the option of the bari working? What happened to the option of the chazaka? Have to think about like where those fell off. What knocked those off? So again, by the cheskas kashrus, one could say at the moment that she was vada nivela, she no longer has a cheskas kashrus, even though the Gemara on Yigim of Adala seemed to assume that she still did have a cheskas kashrus. But what? In a case of machshir bo machshir bebita, means that she's mulderes. Rabban Gamliel. So why over here is the machshir Rabban Gamliel so quick to say that? We'll see. It's not so simple. The Gemara is going to bring it back in. So in any case, at this point, the Gemara is assuming that for some reason, we don't know why, but some reason the bari falls off, the chetzes kashrus falls off, all the food is a migo. Fine, she's born with it. The question is as to whether we're going to use it to resolve our suffix. We have a suffix. So we have a suffix in terms of her status. We have a suffix in terms of the vlad status. The question is what factors we bring in to solve our suffix. So the Gemara is assuming that according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, that which would solve our suffix is the migo. That's the only thing that's left on the board at this point. And that migo will fall off if we have an anan sahadeh. The moment you have an anan sahadeh, then the migo falls off. The migo is that she would say, lo nivalti, and therefore she should be ne'emenet to say, lo kasher nivalti. And here we have no migo of lo nivalti because we see that she's nivellet. So that falls off. However, Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer according to this have to say, but still, Matishivenu al hamedaberet. But what if there is yichud? There, lachora, the woman still has a migo. Amar lahem. So Yeshua answers, midaberes hainu shvuya. That the same way that in shvuya the migo is broken, so also in midaberes the migo is broken. Amrulos, they respond, shiny shvuya. The rove ovde kochavim prutsim ba'arayo saying, how can you bring a raya from shvuya? In shvuya, there you have an anan sa'adeh. Here we have a no'an ansadeh. Here what we have is yichud. Amar lahem, honami. Rabbi Yeshua answers, honami, kevan de'istater, ein apotropos la'arayos. Kevan de'istater, ein apotropos la'arayos. Period. What does this mean, kevan de'istater, ein apotropos la'arayos? So, on the side of the Gemara, it points out that this phrase, ein apotropos la'arayos, we also find the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Yud Aleph on the days. We also find the Gemara in Nida and Daf Lamed on the days. What's the context over there? Aaron, what's the context over there of Ein Apotropos L'Arayos? Okay. So the Gemara when you see the Gemara Chulin Yud Aleph, so you realize that's a sugya of Rove. That's a sugya where they're asking what's the makar of Rove in the Torah. So the Gemara tries to bring all sorts of rayos. In terms of Aruba, the Isa Kamon. So we have Akharav Mahatos, that's in the Sanhedrin, you have Aruba the Isa Kamon. What's the Raya that we go after Aruba the Vesa Kamon? So the Gemara wants to bring a Raya from last week's parasha. It says, Makei Aviv V'imo, Mos Yumas. But so when a person hits his mother, Baruch, we know this is his mother. But the father, how are we sure that's his father? Because we have a rule, Rov Ve'ilos Eitzel Habal. So Kanere that we have Acher Abim Lahatos. That's what the Gemara wants to prove. So the Gemara over there asks, maybe the case of the Torah of Makel Aviv Ve'ima Mos Yumas is only in a case where the father and the mother were in prison, and the only man who was close to the mother was the father, and only under that case do we say Makel Aviv Ve'ima. Maybe we have a proof. So it says no, that wouldn't be a proof. Even though it appears that no one else was in the picture, there was always the guard, the warden, there was always someone else that perhaps could have gotten into the picture. Namely, Ein Apotropos L'Arayos is a chshash. It tells us, how can you be 100% sure? You must have to be samech on rov. It's a chshash that has to be overridden by a rov. Or there's a Gemara in Nida on Aslamen of the days that there was a question in the time of Chazal, at what point do we have Yitziras Havlad? How much into the pregnancy do we have Yitziras Havlad? So the day in the Gemara that it depends between a Zohar and a Keva, that a Zohar becomes minimally a Zohar at 40 days, Mashenken in the Keva only becomes, has a shame of Ubar or Havlad only after 80 days. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya from one of the Amoraim, that this was he had such a masoret, he had such a drush in the pasuk, may depend on Yemetuma, Yemetahara, in terms of Yitzira, and then they say, but we can bring a raya from Cleopatra. That Cleopatra was asked by the Romans to do an experiment. That she had X number of women who were under a death sentence. And for whatever reason, and so she was asked to do an experiment to have these women impregnated, and then to cut them open. And since we're going to die anyway, we might as well do an experiment with them and cut them open and see at what point is the lot of blood. And they saw that by the boys it was after 40 days, and by the girls it was only after 80 days. And so from Cleopatra's experiment, we see this. So the Amara said, you bring it right from Cleopatra's experiment, that's shuyos. You can't bring it right from Cleopatra. Someone says, why not? Because the experiment was held under sterile conditions. So what do you mean sterile conditions? There was a warden. And so who says that the only Maisabia was the one that was set up by Cleopatra? There was someone else who was involved over there. Maybe this woman was developed beforehand. But Kulak, Enapatropos Arayos. Namely, that Enapatropos Arayos, again, is to break a sterile condition. It's to break a vados. It's a chash. It's a chash that you can't prove anything because arayas is a realm in which we can't set up sterile conditions. You can't set up sterile conditions between a husband and a wife. You can't set up sterile conditions in a prison. You can't set up sterile conditions because ain apotropos l'arayos. That is not Rabbi Yehoshua over here. What's Rabbi Yehoshua saying? Ain apotropos l'arayos.
He says that there was a Jew.
So over here, we already pointed out that Rabbi Yehoshua is saying, Mala os asu biyuchsin. Then we're going to take concepts of Kol HaTorah Kula, and we're going to magnify them in our context. The question is, how far is Ein Apotropos Arayos being magnified? In the original concept of Ein Apotropos Arayos, it's a chash. It's an option, it's a possibility, it breaks 100%. You can't say definitely, because we have this option, we have this slight chash, that maybe someone else weaseled into the prison cell. Ein apotropos arayos. Rabbi Yehoshua is expanding it. He's saying that in the world of yuchsin, we're saying ein apotropos arayos goes further. How far does it go? So if you look in the Rishonim, in the Ramban, the Ritz, the Rashba, the Ra'ah, how do they understand ein apotropos arayos? How do we view a case of yichud? Vada yivava. Hainu, take the Gemara literally. Hainu Shvuya, Hainu Medaberes. Amar Lehem Medaberes, Hainu Shvuya. Just as Shvuya we have on an Ansahadeh, so also in Yichud we have on an Ansahadeh. Now we pointed out, if you recall, where do we have an Ansahadeh by Yichud? Hain Hain Eide Yichud, Hain Hain Eide Bia. Where do we have such a concept? In the suim, in the suim, right there you have a concept. What Rabbi got? What Masha Enkin comes along with Yeshua and says, "Hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia." Even in the case of znus, even in the case where they're not married, even in the case where the stam is daveret, that goes far beyond that. We don't normally say. I mean, that's in Sota, it's only we pointed out after kinui. When you have kinui and stira, you have eidim v'kula. Over here, we don't have kinui and stira. But Rabbi Yeshua says, "In apotropos la'arayos, mala asu b'yuchsin." We're assuming that every case of yichud is the equivalent of a case of shvuya. Boom, and that's why we say lomipia anuchayim, that we have over here vaday nivelas. Rashi and Tosos don't go that far. Rashi and Tosos don't go that far. Let's look in Tosos. So pirish ri b'dochak haynu shvuya dekamo sheshvuya b'cheskas b'ula. Kach medaberes becheskas buula liinyan sheim amra lekasher nivalti sheena neemenes b'migo lefi sheyareya lo margo nivalti. So what is ein apotropos ulahachi ahani ein apotropos arayos to lo chashvinan le'migo ein apotropos arayos. And we're not moving over here from the south pole to the north pole. Not starting with the chash and turning it into bari nivelas. That even that far we wouldn't go in terms of Malo Asa B'yuchsin. But what does Ein Apotropos Arayos tell us? She can't have a Migo. Why can't she have a Migo? A Migo was to say she was Misyachedes. So she claims that Nivalti L'Kasher. If you believe her Nivala L'Kasher, Migo she could have said Lo Nivalti. Why wouldn't she say Lo Nivalti? Why wouldn't she say Lo Nivalti? Because Ein Apotropos L'Arayos, but Ein Apotropos L'Arayos will break the Lo Nivalti, Yireya Lomar. What kind of Migo do we call this when a woman, when you have someone who has a reserve taina, but they're afraid to use it? That's a Migo Da'aza. It's a Migo Da'aza. Namely, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, this is a Migo Papa Meidin, right? Vada Nivala, Migo, Migo the Lo Nivala. We know she was Nivala. Tosfos doesn't go so far as to say we know Jews nivula. Tosfos says that Yireya Lomar. Yireya Lomar, namely, it's a reserved taina that she's afraid to say. She's afraid to use it. Sort of on the books, but she's afraid to use it. And therefore, lo chashvinam le'migo. In Apotropos Arayos turns this into a migo de ha'oza. Look in Rashi. Rashi, ein apotropos la'arayos, ein atem yecholin liyos lo apotropos lomar lo nivala. Ein atem yecholin liyos lo apotropos lomar lo nivala. What is Rashi saying? Is this like the Ramban? Is this like Tosus? Is a third shita? Okay, very, very fine. Okay, this is certainly not the Ramban and the Rashi. This is not Vada Yivala. This is not Vada Yivala. But rather, Ein Atem Yecholim Liyos Va Apotropos Lomar Lo Nivala. You, Bezdin, can't be Danher Lekaf Skut, can't be an Apotropos to say Lo Nivala. Well, but you see, he's saying it's similar to Tosfos and different from Tosfos. In what way is it similar to Tosfos, and what way is it different from Tosfos?
Similar, that's what you
can do. Again, excellent. It's similar that it breaks the Migo. Namely, that over here, again, the whole sugi is assuming that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer's Ne'emanus is based on Migo. And just as we saw by Shvuya, the Migo is broken because Kulanu Edim, over here also the Migo is broken. And over here the Migo is broken by Inam Patropos Larayos. However, Rashi's language is not like Tosfos Shireya Lomar. So over here, how does it break the Migo? How does it break the Migo? Ein atem yecholim liyos apotropos lomar lo nivala. No, bring this into what of here is Mahokas Rashi and Tosos? A little sharper. In terms of Migo, what hakira did we have about Migo? How does Migo work? Is it a din of Ne'emanus, that if they wanted to lie, they would have lied better? Or is it a din of Kalach Taina, that whenever a person has a Kalach Taina, we transfer the Ne'emanus from Taina X to Taina Y. We transfer the Ne'emanus from what they could have been towing to what they are towing. How did Tosfos clearly learn? Is it a din of Ne'emanus or a din of Kalach Taina? Din of Ne'emanus. Namely, that what's the whole Migo based on? If I wanted to lie, I would have lied better. Over here, she wouldn't have lied better because Yireya, she's afraid to say that Taina. She's afraid to say that taina. So the fact that she wasn't telling that taina, that's not a proof that she's telling the truth. She's afraid to tell that taina, right? We pointed out nigo de ha'oz. That's one of the nafkaminas between the world of koach taina and the world of ne'emanus. In the world of ne'emanus, it depends. It's only a taina she would have used. The moment yireya lomar, she wouldn't have used it. Masha ain kein. In the world of koach taina, there's no nafkamina whether she would have used it or she wouldn't have used it. The fact that she has it, that's already enough. However, Rashi understands that what is Migo? Not a din of Ne'emanos, but a din of Koach Taina, right? So then, what is Rabbi Yeshua turning to Rabbi Gamliel and saying? Ein apotropos la'arayos, ein atem yecholim liyos apotropos lomar lo nivala. You have no right to build over here a Migo based on Koach Taina. You have no right to do it. In other words, ein apotropos la'arayos, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, we're building a maga asu v'yuksin. I am breaking the koach taina. What Ein Apotropos La'arayos means that normally there is a sin of koach taina. Masha'enken, over here, we're breaking it because of Ein Apotropos La'arayos. You are not going to be apotropos to say that vadei lo nivala, her koach taina is based on lo nivala. You can't use that koach taina. Ein Apotropos La'arayos. Why? Maga asu v'yuksin. Namely, that we have over here that both Rashi and Tosfos are breaking the Migo. Tosfos is breaking the Migo within the rules of Migo de Ha'aza. That Malo Asu de Yuxin means that we view this as a Ha'aza. Mashenken, according to Rashi, that we're breaking the Koach Taina. That Rabbi Yeshua is breaking the Koach Taina of Migo. Ein Atem, Basin can't use over here this Migo, even though normally you have a Koach Taina. Ein Atem, Yechom Yod Apotropsim Lomar Lo Nivala. And this is all as opposed to the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ra'ah. They said the Niga was broken the same way it's broken in Shvuya. Just as in Shvuya we have an Anan Sadei Shenivala, here also we have an Anan Sadei Shenivala. So Rabbi Yeshua is raising the ante. The question is, how far is he raising the ante? According to the Chachmei Sfarad, is raising the ante to the degree of Edus that we have over here on Anan Sadei. According to Rashi and Tosfos, we're breaking the Nigo. But depending on how you learn Nigo, Rashi has one way of learning, and Tosfos has another way of learning. Rashi is learning that we're breaking the Koach Kaina. Tosfos is learning that we're breaking the Ne'emonos of the Nigo. Yeah?
Tosfos will give up an hour where he reads that he should make having a spectator. It's not a spectator, but it's like the case. There's no suffering at the goal of the world because in a bunch of this order, right? So we switch to the goal. So you only have one suffering of whatever it is, this or Nibula and whatever
it is,
whatever it
takes,
I forgot, but
you just
pointed, it sounds like
they have a desire thing. That's like the, right, to break the suffix, right. Over here, on the day, Sosa is using it on the level of the Nigo. Sosa already points out, I mean, we have over here the Ri, and we have everything. I mean, right, that this is the Pirish Riba Dochak, etc. This is not the Tosas we have over here on Amadala. Tosas on Amadala is similar to the Chachmei Sfarad. This is Tosas over here, this is the Pirish Riba Dochak. We have no right of transferring this. You know, right, we can't use this taina. We can't say that because worship to have been toenet lo nivalti to have been nemenet ain apotropos larais. We can't use this taina. And what you're correct, I mean, that's what we're saying, that basically, what does koach taina mean? Koach taina is similar to the concept of tanina, namely, it's as though Bezdin is towing the taina for her. That's the concept of koach Bezdin, and we're dealing over here with the power of giving ne'emonos even on something which is not said. So over here, we're makia the tanina. We're makia in a time after tropes, and you, Bezdin, can't give this individual the koach taina of the migo. You can't do it over here because of enapotropos arayas. Then the Gemara continues. Fine. So in terms of the Gemara's own task, it solved this problem. It was very, very didn't give up on the case. It wanted to prove that Ravasi was incorrect. It knocked Ravasi off. The tefuklei mishum the rov psula netzla v'hocha rov sher netzla. So this he pointed out that here we don't bring in the concept of rov because we're dealing with the ruba, the isa kamon. Ruba Disa Kamon, Rov still retains a suffix, and that suffix is what we want to be Makriya with the Migo, with the Bari, with the Pazaka, but over here, as he pointed out, with the Migo. Amar Rav Yochanan, Ledivri HaMakshir Ba, Makshir Bevita, Ledivri HaPosel Ba, Posel Bevita, Rav Elazar Amar Ledivri HaMakshir Ba, Posel Bevita, Amar Rabba Maitaima, the Rav Elazar, Vishlama Ihi Isla Chazaka de Kashrus, Vita Gatsla Chazaka de Kashrus. Right, this we pointed out. As we pointed out, Lukhora is totally in a Hakira as to how to understand Chazaka. Is it a Hakra or is it a Birur? I saw that in the Tosef, looking something else in Tosef, the Tosef, Rabbi Yechezkel, Abramsky, Chazon Yechezkel, that's the way he learns. Abel Vlad, Akwa Modin Shishtuki, and the Gemara visits the Machlokes. He has two columns, basically, just to explain Chazaka in these two ways. Chazaka as a Birur, Chazaka as a Hakra. So Baruch Shekivanu. Out of the three pages that, you know, that that's the way he learns the sugya. That's the way he learns the sugya as well. Okay, and then the Gemara continues with the concept of Vlad Shtuki, Eisvei Rav Elazar the Rav Yochanan. The Medra Murim, the Edus Isha Begufa, Avo Edus Isha Bevita, Divrei Hakol Havlad Shtuki, Mailav Shtuki Upasul, namely that her Chazaka doesn't tell the Shtuki, Lo Shtuki Vikasher. Umi Ika Shtuki Kasher, so they can't bring a concept of a Shtuki who is Kasher to marry a Kohen, but the Kohen himself would not be Kasher. Right, Mashtika no samidin kahuna vahaya salo uzaro akara briskunas olam, Misha Zaro Miyukas Akara. Tosus points out that this is a drabanum. Kras machta bi alma, that we have over here, midrabanan, that a kohen has to be miyuchas, and the world of znut, we are gozer that a kohen she'eino miyuchas, even though according to all the rules of rov and chazaka and migo and taina, etc., we should have an emanus that this is a kohen kasher. Kohen kasher, yes, but a kohen miyuchas, no, and we need a kohen miyuchas. Okay, so basically what we've seen today is the concept of Ruba Disa Kaman, Ruba Delesa Kaman, in terms of Yigit HaMatzah, Yigit Shein HaMatzah, where it's relevant. We dealt with the world of Ein HaPetrofos La'arayos, how far Rabbi Yoshua is going in terms of creating, in terms of Mala Asu V'Yuchsin. Also relates to the world of Migo, whether it's a Koach Taina or Nemonas, Rashi and Tosfos. We dealt with the question of we mentioned again that we have a din of chazaka. Is that a birur or is that a hachra'a, an afkamina, in terms of whether it will work for the bas? We try to explain that maybe the Rambam, who doesn't deal with the sugya on the level of a d'oraisa, relevant level to Rabban, is working off of zo edus sha'ish aksherela, brings in terminology of edus, and David's question is very proper. How do you know when to use edus, when to use the Ne'emanus of a Baal Davar? The Rambam is the Yosei Dolphin over here. Maybe, you know, maybe this language of Eidus brought in the criteria of Inan HaMeisim Atzma Rasha and the criteria of Karov that the Magen Mishnah brings in. And then, okay, what we didn't discuss at all is the world of Isha Bodeket Umzana. That way, if we get to Daf Yudalim Amud Aleph. So we'll start at the bottom of the Amud. Ahu Aris Va'arusaso. Oh. Messy Kamaris. I don't know. I mean, look. Okay. Let's get into Amanas Issa next time. It'd be very, very difficult to. I don't think we'll get. I mean, we're in the Gemara. In Gemara and Rashi. You can have a sense of, you know, if you have a sense of Gemara and Rashi, you're not going to get to the Mishnah.